1992, I went to a Yankee game. Now, mind you, in sobriety, I've been homeless when I first got out of jail. My family had no place for me. I did not want to stay in a shelter. I sometimes stayed on people's sofas and, you know, couches. Other times, I bought a $3 ticket between New York City and Jamaica, Queens, so that the Long Island Railroad police couldn't kick me out of the waiting room underneath Madison Square Garden. I kept my clothes in a coat check across the street at a hotel. I had the kind of feet that look like when you haven't changed your socks sometimes in 25 days, 20 days. I washed my hair in the sink of that hotel in the public men's room. I know what it's like. Somebody mentioned today, today's speaker, she was so awesome when she talked about, you know, who he is under 40. In the service manual, there's a great piece. It says, why do we have a general service conference? Why is it so important that the delegates get together every year? And a non-alcoholic, he wrote this piece. It says we have for the alcoholic that'll be born tonight. I would guarantee that there's at least one person born in 1959 in this room. And then he says, for the alcoholic that stumbles just one short block from our location. Well, last Sunday night, I went to the opening dinner of the General Service Conference. I had my ribbon on this afternoon. That was the 57th General Service Conference. That hotel, the Holiday Inn, the Crown Plaza Hotel, I used to go in there when I got out of jail sober. And I used to go up to the guest room floors, and I used to look for a room service cart where somebody had eaten their food already but pushed it outside to maybe find a half a cheeseburger or some french fries or something that was left. Now, I don't want to sit here today. I have a great career. My life is okay. I don't want to tell you that that's what I did, that I've eaten food that other people ate, but that's the truth. That's where my alcoholism brought me. And you know what's amazing is I'm the oldest brother now. I used to be the radical black sheep of the family, and now I'm kind of like the moderate older brother. And I buried both my parents from this disease. And I just want to talk about that as I close. My parents died 13 months apart from each other, relatively young, when I was 32 and 33. My dad died second. I'll talk about him first. My dad never stopped drinking. My dad believed that my dad was a hard drinker. When I was 16 years old, I didn't want to tell you this in AA until I did my first real inventory. My dad tried to have one of those Brady Bunch trips where you try to get the stepfamily and family all together, like just take them all on vacation to Disneyland and they'll love each other at the end of the trip. Didn't work. Failed horribly. But my dad started drinking for 3 days straight, locked in a room. And on the third day, he took me out and drove me from Orlando out to the beach, to the coast of Florida. And he pulled in this park by the coast, and he took his service weapon out from underneath the seat, and he handed me an envelope. And he said, he called me Willie. He said, Willie, there's a letter in there I want you to share with your siblings when they're old enough. There's money in there for you to take a taxi home, but I'm killing myself today. Now, I would like to tell you, because I like to be tough, that I turned around and said, just blow your brains out and stop what you're doing to us, and walked away. That's not what I did. I stayed in that car and begged and pleaded and cried for like 2-3 hours. Now, that man, if you went to AA, he stopped talking to you. He stopped talking to me for a long time. If you went to AA, you joined the dark side. You were a quitter. And, when I was 25 years old, walking down Broadway in Manhattan, cursing out God, thinking, why does my life suck, God? Why does my dad still get to be the hero and he still gets to drink? My life is wrecked. All I do is go to meetings, diners, the occasional movie. I mean, when I buried my dad in 2001, I knelt down at his coffin with all the medals and all the flags and the honor guard to a man who was 61 but looked 91.